Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We talked a lot about the soaring cost of living, right? We know what's going on with inflation and then all the rest, including a steady climb that we have seen in the price of food over the last year or so. Not surprisingly, that's putting a lot of people in some pretty tough positions, maybe positions they haven't been in before. Food banks right across Alberta are reporting huge demand. Red Deer, for example, has seen demand go up 60%. University of Alberta campus food bank in Edmonton seeing twice as many clients as they typically do. So obviously people feeling the effects of the high cost of living. So let's find out exactly what the situation is. We're going to chat now with Shauna Ogston, who is with the Calgary Food Bank. Shauna, thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Just describe the situation, what you're seeing at the Calgary Food Bank. I imagine it's very similar no matter where you are in the province. So just give us an on-the-ground report. How is it for you operating the food bank right now?
Well, unfortunately, business is booming at the Calgary Food Bank. We're probably one of the few businesses that say, geez, we wish we weren't so busy. But I mean, last July alone, or this just past July, we gave out over 9,000 emergency food hampers, and that represents 24,000 people that needed food in Calgary alone this past July.
Wow. How does that compare with, say, the July before or 5 years ago?
Well, the July before was 18,000 people with 7,300 hampers. And we've just seen a constant 30% increase year over year. Every month is busy. And with the cost of living, we're not surprised.
No, exactly. You can't be. Has it been a steady build, Shauna, or is it all of a sudden a spike, a surge that came along, or has been slowly but surely it's been climbing and climbing and climbing?
It's slowly but surely climbing, and really, if you look back for the last 5 years, you can see a spike, but we also know that the effects of the pandemic, the economic downturn beforehand, and what's going on with inflation and the cost of living right now, we just don't see this ending anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine you do a ton of work trying to figure out what's going to happen in 6 months and a year. What are you thinking? What are you looking at as you look down the road?
Well, as we get into September through to the new year, this is the busiest time of year for the food bank. That's because a lot of people, their seasonal employment has ended, the cost of going back to school and getting the kidlets ready, additional mouths to feed during the Christmas season. Those things create a higher demand on food banks in Alberta as we go into the fall and winter months. And we know this trend from being in business for 40 years. And we know that with the cost of living the way it is, we anticipate constant increases.
That's not what anybody wants to hear. Is there any way of knowing, you know, the people that are showing up, are you seeing faces that you've never seen before? People that have never found themselves in need of help from the food bank suddenly starting to seek that out now?
Yes. So many clients that are coming to us every day said they never thought they would be in a position. They're usually giving their time or their funds. And now they've used up all of their resources, their credit, their savings, their friends and family. And they're at a point where the only thing that they can cut from their budget is food, because you can't cut out fuel. You still need to get to your job. The cost of rent has increased 25% in Calgary over the summer. I mean, you've still got to pay those utilities, and they're already saying that the cost of utilities for this winter is going to be high. So when food is the first thing and the only thing you can cut from your budget, how do you take care of that stress? And going to the food bank is something that a lot of people don't anticipate they have to do, but we're so glad we're able to do that for them.
Yeah, no kidding. But I want to know, how able are you? Of course, when we see times get tough and the cost of living get more expensive, I imagine it's a perfect storm for you, because not only does demand go up, but donations go down because people can't give as much as they typically would. Are you seeing that, or are people still coming through for you?
People are still coming through. We just finished our citywide food drive on the weekend. We were down a little bit from last year, but we did receive over 450,000 pounds of food, non-perishable food items that we can get on those, make sure those shelves are stocked. But it's going out as fast as it's coming in. And I mean, we're so lucky that Calgarians and Albertans understand hunger, and we work closely with food industry, and they make sure that we get quality items. but it is a turnstile. We're getting as much out as we're able to get in.
As you say, big food drive over the weekend. I got a text here saying the old food drive this weekend. Watch for your bag. I know I did some work with some people here in Edmonton that they're doing a big food drive here this weekend as well. So the drives are underway. How can people help? Is that the easiest way?
You know, it's so easy with the citywide food drive that's going to be happening in Edmonton this weekend as well. You can simply put out a canned food item, something that's on their wish list. If you just go to the website, things like canned fruit, canned vegetables, canned meat, basics and core items that we can get into the hampers that are of quality, of course. You just leave it on your doorstep and then the volunteers come and pick up. But also, you know, we can leverage a dollar quite far in Alberta. Mm-hmm. So the funds truly help because it's not only that we can purchase the food for the hamper items, perishables like meat and dairy, but it also makes sure that we can get the fuel in the trucks to get the food from food industry and get it to clients.
And as we know, the need is absolutely immense. Shauna, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it very much.